Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Among the most fascinating aspects of ocean science is the use of marine creatures as models for unraveling the mysteries of basic biochemical and physiological processes. A recent report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine surveys the many remarkable studies made by scientists studying the medical potential of marine life. The purple slug, for example, that offers clues about learning and memory, or the spiny dogfish shark and horseshoe crab that provide a glimpse into the mechanics of vision, or the sea stars, sharks, and sea squirts that have enhanced our understanding of how the human body fights disease, or the sea urchins that have revolutionized understanding of how cells divide, which is leading the way for exciting new research into the diagnosis and treatment of cancer. One of the biggest surprises in using animal modes has come from the nerve cells of the squid. Nerves estimated 1,000 times larger than those of vertebrates, into which scientists can insert electrodes to study electrical properties leading to better diagnosis and treatment of human nerve disorders. Another remarkable example is the bioluminescent bacterium Vibrio fischeri that enjoys a symbiotic relationship with the Hawaiian bobtail squid and other marine animals. By producing light, the bacterium helps its host lure prey, scare enemies, and attract mates. In return, the host provides the bacteria with nutrients. Vibrio fischeri has helped scientists unravel the phenomenon of quorum sensing, which has ultimately led to a remarkable new strategy for combating bacterial infections. Quorum sensing describes the phenomenon of how bacteria count or sense the abundance of fellow bacteria. In the case of Vibrio fischeri, the bacterium will only admit light when they are dense enough to make a difference in providing light for the host squid. When a quorum is reached, they signal each other to manufacture an enzyme that makes them glow in the dark. Unfortunately, quorum sensing in other types of bacteria is also responsible for many of the diseases that plague humankind. They cause cholera and food poisoning and infiltrate the lungs of children with cystic fibrosis. When disease-causing bacteria reach a quorum, they form slimy adhesive biofilms and produce toxins, repelling immune responses and making people sick. Understanding of these effects provides new insight into treatments. Researchers have developed an entirely new class of antibiotics that can disrupt the signaling system of microbial communities or disperse biofilms after they form. And best of all, because these drugs do not directly kill the bacteria, they may be less likely to develop resistance. These are just a few of the marine organisms that are producing real therapeutic results. Using marine animals as models and sources for greater understanding of human physiological systems is clearly a rich new field for research and development of the world's ocean resources for the health and the benefit of us all. We will discuss this issue and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.